Okay, I'm doing the reference check on Dan Augustine, and this is a gentleman by the name of Rehan Kandaza, is it?
Yep, Kandaza, yes.
Kandaza, okay. And Rehan, I'm recording this. Okay. So what is the length of time that you have known Dan Augustine?
Sure, so I have known Dan Augustine since 2001, so that makes it about 12 years.
Okay, okay. And what capacity was that, as a business relationship with him?
Yes, so we both worked together. At the time it was called DePue Acromed. It was a Johnson & Johnson company. That's where I started my career, and he was already there.
Okay.
As a packaging engineer, so we worked together.
Okay. And you are a senior engineer where at Advanced Technology and Regenerative Medicine, LLC?
No longer there. I'm actually a research manager now with another company, DSM Biomedical.
How do you spell that?
DSM. D as in like David, S
yeah.
as in Sam, M as in medical. DSM Biomedical. That's the name of the company.
Okay, and where are they located at?
They are located in Exton, E-X-T-O-N, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Not Easton? Is it E-A-S? Easton.
Sorry, in Exton, E-X-T-O-N.
Okay, very good. Very good. And I have a phone. I didn't have a correct phone number for you before, but I think the one I reached out to you on is good, 9192.
Yes, this one
works.
This is my mobile phone.
Okay. All right. And in the interest of time, I am kind of going right to this, but I figure your time is pretty valuable, and I'm trying to help you save time, too.
Yep.
Okay, so you were peers together at that company, or did either of you work for the other?
We were peers.
Okay. And then how would you compare his business results in general with others?
Yes, so at that company, he was our packaging engineer, and we only had a handful of them, so he supported a ton of R&D engineers, which I was part of. I was in R&D. So for like every 10 R&D engineers, he was the one packaging engineer. So yeah, he definitely was a good relationship with him. He helped us get our medical device packaging in check.
Okay. And how strong would you say his work ethic is?
Yeah, Dan is obviously a very strong work ethic. He got the job done back then. I mean, we worked together for about 3 years.
Okay.
He had left. So in those 3 years, he was always coming to those meetings of ours for the packaging needs, and had a very good work ethic and a strong team player.
Okay. How about his interpersonal skills in a work environment? How are they?
Yeah, very good. I mean, I'm looking at that question. He's a very good guy in the sense, you know, a very positive attitude, brings, good humor to the team. So, and obviously got the job done. So I had a good time working with him.
Okay. And can you comment on his ability to handle conflict, if you ever noticed him in a conflict situation?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. There were a few times where he had to basically DePue Spine or DePue Acromed, that J&J company, was 100% outsourced. So, you know, he handled that conflict with our vendors if needed in a positive way. I can't give you any concrete examples because he dealt with the vendors more than I did, but I know at times we had some issues with vendors, so he worked with them to get the job done.
Mm-hmm. What do you see as his greatest strength?
I mean, he really knows his packaging very well. I think he went to school at a packaging engineering school, so he would really help us determine medical device packaging, as well as help us determine what type of sterilization was needed for the products that we were making.
Okay. Did he demonstrate leadership skills?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was our packaging leader on those teams. information to the table and discuss different options for packaging needs. I mean, he had a pretty specific role there, so, you know, he kind of dealt in the world of packaging, so that's where he was the go-to guy in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Even, did he demonstrate innovation and creativity?
In that role, I think it was, I mean, I don't want to undermine packaging because I personally don't know much about it, but, you know, it was pretty much this medical device packaging without too much, I guess, innovation in that particular role.
Okay.
But I know if he had the chance to do so, working on some of our new projects, he would be able to do both innovation and creativity.
Okay.
I never got to experience that with him.
Okay.
In my relationship with him.
Okay. Dan is looking at a sales position right now.
Yes.
Which, where they would like it to have engineering background as well. And but he's not been in sales before, so, you know, my question is, can you see him being a fit for that kind of a role where he relate with outside customers?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Dan is a perfect candidate for sales because he really likes to be up front with the customer, and he loves to, you know, talk about what their needs are. He does a lot of you know, user needs and stakeholder analysis, in the sense that he can really do well, I feel, in sales, and just be out there on the front lines and talking. He loves to, he's a friendly guy, so I'm sure he won't have any problems with this opportunity.
Okay, thank you. All right, and it, question 11, if you had a current need to hire that position fit him, would you consider hiring him?
Yeah, absolutely. Now that myself, I'm in a manager position, you know, now and then we do have open headcounts, not for packaging necessarily, but if we did, I mean, Dan would be the first person that would come to my mind.
Okay.
So he knows this stuff very well.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to say in his behalf, Rehan?
Yeah, sure. I mean, again, you know, I've worked with Dan for 3 years, and then, you know, over those years, we've become good friends as well. So I want to add that we keep in touch with each other socially. So, and, you know, he's close with me in that sense as well. But just in regards to the business sense, I mean, I know he is a great guy as far as packaging. And in sales, I think this would be a good opportunity for him, and I feel like he will do well in it.
Well, thank you very, very much. I appreciate it so much. And I will share your name and your contact information with the company. In that, sometimes they'll do a spot check to make sure I actually did a reference check. I'm the recruiter, so I'm not the company, but I will give them your name and number should they want to call anybody and check to make sure that you did talk to me.
Okay, excellent. That sounds good.
Okay, well, thank you very, very much, Rehan. I appreciate it so much. I'm sure Dan will appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for calling.
All right. You take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.